This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition uproar in the House. As soon as the House met for the day, Deputy Chairman Harivansh tried to run the zero hour, but opposition members created ruckus, demanding discussion over various issues, including SIR in Bihar. The deputy chairman said he has received 24 adjournment notices from different political parties relating to various issues, but the notices were rejected, citing ruling. Amid noisy scenes, the House was adjourned till 2 p.m. Both Houses of Parliament today lauded chess player Divya Deshmukh for winning the FIDE Women's Chess World Cup 2025. In the Rajya Sabha, Deputy Chairman Harivansh said Divya Deshmukh has made the nation proud by winning the tournament. He said she has displayed remarkable skill and resilience at a young age, and her journey is an inspiration for the young generation. In the Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla praised Divya Deshmukh, saying the entire nation is elated at her win. He also expressed happiness that both the finalists of the FIDE Women's Chess World Cup were Indian women. The special discussion on Operation Sindoor will resume in the Lok Sabha in a short while from now. The discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive operation in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam was initiated by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in the House yesterday. Participating in the discussion, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said India's military response to the Pahalgam attack signalled a new normal in countering cross-border terrorism. He outlined a five-point approach that now defines India's stance on cross-border terrorism.
The challenge of cross-border terrorism continues, but Operation Sindoor marks a new phase. There is now a new normal. The new normal has 5 points. One, terrorists will not be treated as proxies. Two, cross-border terrorism will get an appropriate response. Three, terror and talks are not possible together. There will only be talks on terror. Four, not yielding to nuclear blackmail. And finally, terror and good neighborliness cannot coexist. Blood and water cannot flow together. This is our position.
The External Affairs Minister strongly denied any external mediation in ending the India-Pakistan conflict in May, asserting that the US had no role. Let's now go live to listen to the ongoing discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive operation in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam.
देश के प्रधानमंत्री जी ने दृढ़ इच्छा शक्ति का परिचय कराते हुए ऑपरेशन सिंदूर की सेना को परमिशन दी और हमारे वीर जवानों ने सटीकता बहादुरी के साथ पाक स्थित आतंकवादी अड्डों को चूर चूर करने का काम किया। वो घटना पर जो बहस हो रही है इसमें हिस्सा लेने के लिए मैं खड़ा हुआ हूं। माननीय अध्यक्ष जी, सबसे पहले पहलगांव में जो नृशंस हत्या की गई निर्दोष नागरिकों की, धर्म पूछकर उनको मारा गया, इनके परिवार के सामने मारा गया और बड़ी बर्बरता के साथ ये हत्याएं की गई, इसकी मैं घोर निंदा करता हूं।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolences to the families of the devotees who lost their life in a road accident in Jharkhand's Deoghar today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called the accident tragic. Mr. Modi also wished for the speedy recovery of all the injured. International Tiger Day is being celebrated today. The day is observed globally on the 29th of July every year to preserve tigers' natural habitats and raise public awareness and support for conservation efforts worldwide. On the occasion of Global Tiger Day, Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupinder Yadav highlighted India's remarkable success in tiger conservation. And with that, we end this news bulletin.